This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. An undocumented man is facing the first federal charges in Colorado stemming from recent protests in Denver over racial injustice. CPR's Allison Sherry reports.
The case stems from a demonstration on May 30th. Prosecutors say Felix Alva arrived at the scene in a car and allegedly stuck a semi-automatic handgun out of an open passenger window, pointed it at the sky, and shot 6 to 10 times. At the time, there were both police and news helicopters hovering overhead, federal prosecutors said. Alva has previously been deported from the United States and faces charges of possessing a firearm while being in the country illegally. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
At least one Coloradan will be on hand when Donald Trump accepts the Republican nomination in the White House Thursday evening. Political newcomer and congressional candidate Lauren Boebert says she met with Trump after her June primary win.
He's incredible, and he's excited that I'm going to be fighting with him.
Boebert defeated incumbent Scott Tipton in Colorado's 3rd Congressional District and will face Democrat Diane Mitch Bush in November. The RTD board will choose a new leader tonight. Each of the 3 finalists are women with years of experience in public transit. RTD's first female CEO will deal with fewer riders and less revenue during the pandemic. The agency could face more budget cuts if a federal bailout doesn't come through. You're listening to CPR News.